You're here today?
You're on a tear. Well, I'm kind of scared now about this.
That's right. It's a good thing. It really is. Let's talk Convention and Visitors Bureau. We haven't had an opportunity to have your take as one member of council on the group that is now kind of going through and deciding how the money's going to be split up. And obviously, a lot of that money comes from the city of College Station.
Yes, that is true.
What are your thoughts on their operation and the way they're doing things?
Well, I mean, there's two things. The one thing that was kind of made news was the grant program, and it is still in its infancy. It's only been really worked on for a year. I was on council when we approved the application, and it's one of those things that I think as they go through the process, they're going to have to change the application. They're going to change the process, the way they do things, and with the Kyle Field situation, which we didn't know about when we approved the program, I'm sure it's changed a lot. I'm sure there's a lot more groups vying for those funds and wanting to come in here. A question that I intend to ask when we review this again, which I think we are going to, is you know, are these folks going to come here anyway? Are we giving them money, you know, so that they can bring some ROI back into the community, or would they do it without the funds? I think these are all reasonable things to look at, but I agree that it's a pot of money that it's not endless, but there is money sitting there that we would like to see a return on our investment instead of it just sitting in the bank.
Well, and it's about to become a whole lot bigger when you sell Chimney Hill. That money is going to be poured into there, and this becomes and the thing is, though, it's not. It's not infinite, but it for the foreseeable future, it will do nothing but grow.
But remember, we still have to pay a pretty good bill for the Kyle Field thing. So a lot of the Chimney Hill, you know, is going to go toward that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's a large check we're going to write, you know, monthly or yearly or whatever they termed it for us to do. But that's you know, that was looked at when we made that deal.
You're not currently a representative on their board. College Station has seats on that board. Do you have any interest in doing that?
Well, I'm like the alternate if Carl can't be there. Mm-hmm. And so far, Carl's doing a good job of being involved. I do stay in touch with what's going on pretty regularly just because of, you know, my interest in that and having worked with them before when I worked at the chamber. And I've visited with Shannon on a number of occasions for various things. We do stay in touch with our folks that are our appointees to the board. I think right now we are looking at adding a little bit more to them from the city of College Station, as far as we want to have a little more oversight over some of the advertising and marketing, and we want to work together on that a lot closer than we've been doing, just so that our message is consistent, that our voice is heard, and that, you know, because of what we're putting forth related to the Kyle Field agreement, we're having to be good stewards and making sure we're getting attention because of that.
Sure. Julie Schultz joining us from the College Station City Council. It's not particularly new news, but it's the first time you've been in since the retreat, so I'd like to get your thoughts there, what was discussed and what was important to you.
It was a really good retreat, actually. We went through, you know, because we have a new city manager, so the process was a little different than we've had in the past. And it was actually one of the only ones that I've been to where it was us, the council, talking, and the staff and the city manager listening, taking notes, saying, we got to really talk about what the things that we're concerned about and what we want to see done in the future. One of the things that I brought up was looking into having smart meters in the city of College Station for our utilities, and it's on our agenda. We have a list of agenda items, and that's one of the things for future agenda. They're going to look at how much it costs, what the situation is, and, you know, just let us at least know what the information is so we can review it and look at that as a possibility in our city.
Carl Mooney has been in and talked about it. John Nichols has been in and talked about it. The idea that the effective tax rate is maybe something that needs to be looked at, because as people need to understand, the expenses of the hard things that you need to operate the city continue to go up. And so what is your feeling as far as that's concerned?
Well, we haven't changed really anything, and our citizens, I think, are pleased about that. But, you know, we've got to keep up with the cost of doing business. And I believe, you know, we'll look at a little bit of a change instead of keeping it as is probably this next time. At least that's the feedback I did get from other council members. There wasn't any, absolutely not, we're not going to, you know, move this at all, because we do have some things we have to pay for.
Yep. Well, but, and again, it is a reality, I believe, and as long as we have a good economy, and it seems like things are going to be that way for quite a while.
And I, you know, just from the little bit that we've discussed it, I haven't seen a lot of pushback from it, because it's reasonable. You know, we don't want to do anything that's going to be difficult for our citizens to deal with, but we still need to take care of them, and that's the trade-off. So try to make it reasonable a little bit, you know, not some huge jump, and be able to utilize that money so that we can build another fire station and more roads and things like that.
Sure.
Parks. In fact, we're looking at some more parks right now. So, you know, there's a lot to do with our very growing
sure.
city.
Well, can you expand on the parks a little bit?
No.
Okay. Julie Schultz joining us this morning from the city of College Station City Council.
Well, it was actually on a council meeting.
Okay. Well, see, so you could do that. Record, okay. So. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we're looking on the west side to do something. Mm-hmm. And so we're just in the process. It'll be interesting because, you know, I know we haven't built any large parks since I've been on council, but in my memory, I can't remember. I think it was the big Southwood Valley Athletic Park, and I mm-hmm. had no, you know, involvement in how that happened or how we go about that. So once again, I get to do things that I've never been a part of before, which is really fun and interesting,
sure.
and I get to learn about that. So hopefully we'll be getting more information on that as time goes by, and be able to come in and talk about it.
Yeah. Now, your thoughts, obviously making news, the looks like there may be a development at Texas World Speedway, where that is. It's about 530 acres, and looks like be some mixed use out there, all sorts of different items. There'll have to be a MUD created, a Municipal Utility District. Give me your thoughts on the development at Texas
World
Speedway.
That's actually why I was a little bit late coming in. Yeah.
You went out to see it? It's been there a long time.
I was on the phone with our city manager.
Okay.
I just wanted to get the latest update,
sure.
because I figured you would ask me about that. And it is it's being worked on minute by minute. They were discussing it yesterday. There's meetings today. So we're right in the middle of trying to get some information and trying to understand how things are going to go. It's a viable option. We don't obviously have to do a MUD out there, but that's the thought of the developer. That's what, you know, he's looking to do. There's a lot of questions, and again, this is new for our city. We've never done this before. We do have David Neely as our consultant on this, because he's done many, and we're really looking to him for information on, you know, how does this work? What are the long-term, that's really the question, what are the long-term effects? What's going to happen down the road? And if we make these decisions now and everything looks fabulous, what's the negative down the highway? And we want to look at all angles and all possible negatives before we make this decision.
Sure, I understand that. Anything else?
The city's just booming every second. In fact, I'm having a hard time keeping up with all the stuff that's going on. You have to pay really close attention at every council meeting, and there's just lots of really positive things happening. I know over at the Research Valley Partnership, which is the board that I'm on, there's not enough hours in the day for those folks. There's people coming in constantly. One thing that we're getting to do next month is going to see the Port of Houston and take a tour of it as a board, and how it relates to us having the trade free zone,
mm-hmm.
what's it called?
Right,
something
yeah.
like that, in our community, and how that relates to the largest port in the country.
I just want to hear about how they're going to dredge it to 50 feet. That amazes me if they can do that. Anyway.
Well, I'll come back and report
good.
On my tour.
I will look forward to that.
I'll have pictures.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank
you. Julie Schultz from the College Station City Council. Anything else?
We do have a five-year checkup on our comprehensive plan that is scheduled for Monday evening from 6:30 to 8:30, kind of a come-and-go thing at A&M Consolidated Middle School cafeteria. Whole idea is for this 20-year document, we're doing a five-year checkup to find out where we're doing well, maybe not doing so well, and what suggestions you have about tweaks. So again, that information online, cstx.gov/compplan.
All right, there you go. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station.